We don't even clap the same when we living that champagne life. Sexier than a regular clap. Oh, it's a party reserved for top notch. Let's bring it back.
Oh, hey. Said it's all about the last car night.
Presents on Hot 923.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Chris Us Presents here on Atlanta's Hot R&B station, Hot 923 on iHeartRadio. And sitting in these Atlanta studios with me this morning is none other than 1/4 of the ladies of decades. Well, we got half because Corliss is doing remote today. But we have the classy and sassy and beautiful Tekoa. TK, say what's up to the people.
Good morning. Exciting day.
Yes, it is an exciting day because we have Grammy Award winning, multi-platinum, the first lady of R&B hip-hop soul, none other than Faith Evans is in the building today, and I guess on the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, y'all gonna hear from this wonderful, beautiful, and talented, soulful lady, Miss Faith Evans, coming up in the next segment. I'm excited, and listen,
y'all should see his face.
If anybody knows me, y'all know how I feel about Faith, and I've been rocking with her since August of 1995, and haven't stopped since. So. I'm down like 4 flat tires. So, you know, so I'm honored that she's taking the time out of her busy schedule to come and do this show with us and did not call in. Came in person.
In the building.
She's in the building, y'all. She's in the building. So y'all know right now I'm on cloud 10. So we have, and it's going to be all Faith Day today. Yes. So everything that we're playing is all Faith Evans music.
What other way should it be?
That's right. So get ready because she has such a catalog, and we gonna, you know, it was hard for me to kind of narrow down what was I gonna play today, Tekoa.
I know you had a hard time.
The last 2 days I've been trying to figure out what I'm gonna play today, but I think I kind of got it good where I can got a couple of my faves in and throw it in there. So anyway,
she does open up our show every week.
Yes, right, because y'all know if y'all listen to my show weekly, the opening is the remix of Burning Up.
Yes.
So she does open up the show every week. So there you go. So we have that coming up, and then we also got to get into our hot topics, Tekoa, because Alabama, Missouri, all of them is tripping right now.
Yeah, they are.
And being that you are a woman and Corliss is a woman, and this is decades, 4 women, 4 generations, 1 conversation, we got to have a conversation about this.
Yes, we do.
So, you know, I like the meme that's going around that says, what percentage does a man have to tell a woman about their wound? And it's like 0. None of your business.
Oh, I put up some good ones this week.
Yeah, so it's definitely been some great conversation, man, and people standing up. And I applaud Ava DuVernay for her statement that this week, that this is something we cannot be silent about, because it may not be you today. It may not be your rights today, but if you don't stand up, it may be yours tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we got all that and more talk about that. And then we also got to talk about the Houston shooting.
Sad.
Here we are once again, another unarmed black woman tragically killed. Come to find out that she suffered from schizophrenia.
Yeah.
She was medically retired.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, the initial explanation was that she was, quote unquote, familiar with the police. But that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about that later in the show. But coming up in the next segment.
Come on now.
Is none other than the First Lady. Hey, she's here in the building, y'all. Y'all know I'm super duper excited. Don't tell me to turn down, because I'm not turning down today.
It's your day. It's your day.
Yes. And she's also accompanied by her husband, Stevie Jordan. So shout out to him in the building as well. But we coming up, we're going to come back with Faith Evans, the incomparable First Lady Faith Evans, today on Chris S. Presents. And we're going to kick off the show no other way than with her first single, the joint that started it all off for her, You Used to Love Me, followed by, off of the incomparable album, I Deserve It, featuring Missy Elliott and Sharia J. And then we'll be back with the lovely and talented Faith Evans. Make sure that you keep it locked here on Atlanta's Hot R&B station, Hot 92.3 on iHeartRadio. Keep it locked.
Talk shows. I love the interaction.
You're in conversation with Chris Epps Presents. On Hot 92.3, your urban adult contemporary radio station.
gon' make it.
New face shit, baby.
We gon' make it, make it.
Y'all ready?
We gon' make it, make it.
Let's go.
Everybody's looking for their one and only love, and I'd be a fool to settle for someone that isn't good enough. If you're gonna love me right, 'cause I played a fool too many times. If you're gonna love me good, or I'll find another man who would,
baby. 'Cause a girl like me is worth it. Oh, the best 'cause I deserve it. Just hold me down and we gotta be perfect. 'Cause a girl like me is worth it. 'Cause a girl like me is worth it. Yeah.
Right, you don't need no Oscar, baby. I ain't flawless, but they know I'm priceless. The way you get your own, turn me on like a light switch. Make them say, ooh. See, I'm attracted to the top notch. And you, a girl like me, I like a tall dog. And you, keep it 100, then we straight. The S to the H to the A to the R to the A to the R.
My man smooth like butter, and his voice got bass. What a mighty good man, I keep his ass on the leash. When we in the sis, I keep the miss. I got me sweating out my trims. I keep not perfect, but he worth it, and he got that big old dizzack. But sex so good, I make you come back. You know, many man, you don't sleep, we're taking his app. We riz app, then we just sit back and relax. I always hold it down for my nigga, bring the beat back.
A girl like me.
A girl like me.
Make it hot for the summer, make it hot.
Woo!
Make it hot for the summer, make it hot. I make it hot, I make it hot.
Now, back to more conversation with Chris Epps Presents.
Can we talk?
On Hot 923.
And we're back here on Atlanta's Hot R&B station, Hot 92.3 on iHeartRadio. And we have none other than the incomparable Grammy Award winning multi-platinum, the first lady of Bad Boy R&B Hip Hop Soul, none other than Faith Evans. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Miss Faith Evans. Faith, how you doing this morning?
I am great.
You are looking good. You know, she just got in off of the flight, but we appreciate you for coming and do the show this morning.
My pleasure.
Thanks yes.
for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's get into this career. You are now over 20 years into the game. Started out with the Faith album all the way up to the King and I album. A total of 9 projects together. How do you think, what sustained you thus far to have such longevity in this career, in this industry?
God, first and foremost, but that's a really good question. I don't know. I think partly just accepting that it's a blessing to be able to be successful at something,
right.
that, you know, that I love to do and that I really didn't anticipate. It's not like I grew up planning, like, oh, I'm going to be a recording artist. You know, I just kind of had a musical gift and tried everything I could involve in it, and you know, kind of found my niche that I could write and stuff like that. But I mean, I think humility plays a huge part in it, and talent. I'd like to say.
So I would have to say, for me, my introduction to Faith Evans was long before she was Faith Evans the artist. My introduction to Faith Evans was on Usher's first album. Wow. And you did a couple of songs on there. Think of You, one of his first hits. That's you on the background singing on that. And then, but it's a subtle song on there that was called Come On Home. And you sung this one line in this song. And I was like, who is this lady singing this song? And you do, come on home, come on home. I was like, who is that singing that hook? Like, and then I like you, am a credit person. So I like to read the credits. And I kept seeing F. Evans. And I was like, who is this lady? And then all of a sudden, shout out to Melanie Daniels. She called me. Yeah, Mel called me one day. She said, yo, you got to check out Big's wife, Faith Evans. And I was just like, I didn't register with the F. Evans, right? So, you know, now I got the whole name. And then she said, yo, she's straight out of church, man. Where You Used to Love Me came out. She said, the ending is just straight church. Check out. And I've been in love since. So kudos to you for having such a great career. And that moment working with Usher's would kind of transition your career into getting signed to Bad Boy, correct?
Well, in the time that I was negotiating my deal with Bad Boy, Puff was working on, he started working on Usher's album, and then after that, Mary's My Life album. So it was just projects that he was executive producing that, you know, he's put me on. Actually, when I went to the studio, when Puff actually asked me to sign to Bad Boy, I was driving some friends of mine, my daughter's father and his production crew.
Right.
I was kind of like their ride to the studio. They were trying to get a song placed on Usher's album.
I got you.
And when he needed someone to sing a background line, and they were like, oh, she can sing, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, I had already been doing stuff in the studio that, you know, just as a hobby. Like, so I was really already, like, arranging and doing all that stuff.
Right, because I read the book, and I know about you sneaking out to the Bronx to go in and lay your vocals. So, yeah, you've been doing it for a minute. Yeah.
So, absolutely. I mean, when I went in and did the line, I kind of did my thing with it. I was like, excuse me, Mr. Puffy, you mind if I change it around? And, you know, did little stacks and all that. And as soon as I walked out, he asked me, did I want to sign his label? But that wasn't what I was there for at all.
Right.
So, you know.
Nice. So having now, since you transitioned from the Something About Faith album on for your last four projects after that, you have been independent. How do you like being independent versus major? What are the benefits? And would you ever go back to being signed to a major label outside? I know you do distribution deals, but outside of that, would you think you ever go back to being on a major based upon your experience as an indie now?
I wouldn't. So, well, initially I thought that doing an independent project was just the way to go because you're going to get all your money, yada, 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 you know.
Right.
But my first go round at that, you know, if people don't know about the project, then how they gonna buy it?
Right.
Which is typically a lot of the, I think, complaints of artists that do the independent thing, and you know. But you gotta kind of know those parts of it in order to be able to be successful at it.
Right.
Now, I don't know. I wouldn't say no. I think it would be all about what the deal looked like. You know, what the terms of the deal were. If something major, we've even taken meetings recently with, you know, different labels and stuff, but you know, the deal's kind of, it's not the same, you know. And I don't necessarily see myself wanting to be in a situation for a long period of time, you know,
married
to a company for X amount of years and X amount of projects, you know. I think the best thing about the independent thing that I got out of it, not only is the ownership side, but at the same time, just creatively, just doing what it is you want to do, you know. And it's not so much, oh, we got to fit this thing over here, we got to do this. I mean, it's great to have songs played on the radio.
Right.
But at the same time, sometimes, you know, under that dynamic of a label and this person with this title, and you know, it's like people going to like what they like, whether you choose this to be, you know, I'm going to put all this money into sending this to radio. It's just a, you know, the game.
Right.
To answer your question in my long-winded way, I'm not sure if I would do a major deal. It would totally depend on the terms of it.
Gotcha.
No absolute, so you're open to it either way.
Yeah, I mean,
if it makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, Faith, when I met Chris 3 years ago, this is how it went. My name is Chris Epps, and I'm a diehard Faith Evans fan.
Well, I was going to say, that was one of my next comments. Like, that, he's like a real faithful.
Yeah.
He's really a faithful. See, like I said, I know him just from being a faithful, and I knew that you were, you know a lot of people that are in the industry. But right. I assumed you, I didn't know. I thought you probably had a blog or, you know. I totally did not know he did radio. I know him from just being a faithful.
Right. No, it was serious. That was the one-liner. Like, if you're not okay with this, then we can't work together.
That's so funny.
And even when we came to see you in Alabama, was it last year?
In November for the class at Birmingham.
When we came to see you, he was like, listen, you ain't never seen me at a Faith Evans concert. I was forewarned about how it was going to go down.
Because I am. So, Let me show you this picture.
Chris really is single on the low. I know.
Yes,
that's what I do know.
That's why he's connected to your amazing vocals. Okay.
And so what I'll show you the picture when I first met. I don't know if you remember this, but you probably not. But Faith was doing the First Lady tour, promoting the First Lady, and I was living in Florida at the time. She came to Orlando at the House of Blues. And unbeknownst to me, they had a contest that the hypest fan on each level would get to meet Faith. I was completely oblivious to it because I wasn't living in Orlando. So I made sure I got to the House of Blues. The concert started, I think, at 8. I got there at 3. I went and had dinner because I wanted to make sure I was going to be front and center. And I was front and center in front of Faith the whole time. And the First Lady had just came out. I knew every song word for word, all the classics. And then when she came backstage to meet me, she said, oh, that's Mr. Front Row who was singing every song. So I rocks with Faith heavy, and everybody knows. So yes. Everybody kept asking me, how are you going to get through this interview with Faith in front of you? I was like, I don't know. We're going to work it out. But no, she's a dope artist. And most of all, you are a kind person. I have met you on several different occasions. She has been the same consistent, kind person every time. So, wow. And yeah, I had to warn her when we went to Alabama to the class. I said, listen, you ain't never seen me in Faith mode. It's a totally different Chris.
That was a band show, right?
Nah.
Was that a band show?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Stevie, okay. Stevie was there. Yeah, he came, like, he tried to be all incognito. He came out with the hoodie on. Ain't nobody going to know that's him. I'm like, there he go, right? But yeah, it was a dope show. And I'm glad to see. And I noticed since Stevie's kind of taken over as your musical director, you're incorporating a whole lot more of the songs, the classic songs from the first album and the second album, and intertwining that. How do you narrow the songs down? Because you have such a great catalog. How do you narrow the songs down to get it into a 2-hour set? Like,
well, that's on a lucky time. You know, I missed that because you talking about the First Lady tour. I haven't done a tour with an album since then, actually,
right.
You know, but so that's really one of the few times where you get to do a long enough set anyway to include even that much material, because you know, we be now almost every show I revise the set list because it might be like a 40-minute set, it might be an hour,
right?
Typically it's usually an hour and 10 minutes, even if you're headlining,
right?
Unless it's like your tour and you doing just your 2 hours, 3 hours, however many hours, you know, what you want to do,
right?
So it's been a while since I've been able to even do that long of a set. So yeah, I revise it all the time. I don't know, I think it's usually based on some regions, like certain songs, like, you know, there was for example, I always forget the name of it. It's one of those songs that I had, and it wasn't really a single,
right?
But they played it in Chicago.
True Love, produced by Jermaine Dupri.
They played it heavily in like the Midwest.
Serious, Stevie, is no joke.
I'm telling you, listen. There's not much you can ask me about Faith that I do not know.
So, like, you know.
What year did the song come out?
The song came out, that was on the First Lady album, so it's 2005. See, Stevie tried me. He tried me. I'm certified up in here, Stevie. I'm trying to tell you.
Michael Jackson.
Yes, great comparison, yes, because you are that. And being a singer and a lover of music, first off, you have a very distinct voice, number one. Mm-hmm. And then you have a very unique way to how you do your harmonies, and I know the Clark Sisters was your great influence, and I didn't realize until I saw an interview years later that Reasons on the first album was kind of like your tribute to the Clark Sisters and how you kind of stacked your vocals. Give me a reason to love you. And I was like, it makes sense because when you first came out, everybody was like, they thought it was Karen Clark Sheard how it went gospel, went secular, R&B. Right?
Secular.
So, and to this day, you have devil music. And you have a great respect for them to this day, and they have a great respect for you. What is there anything? Do you ever see yourself recording a full gospel project to put out?
Definitely. A few years ago, I thought I was ready to do it. You know, and. You know, I don't know. I think just life itself. You know, I have a 12-year-old writer. He's on the autism spectrum. So
right.
That path is constant. You know, we're still learning a lot. It's different all the time.
Right.
So I think as he's gotten older, a lot of my plans or things that I want to do, you know, I have to adjust it based on what we're dealing with him, you know.
Nice.
To be quite honest. But I'm kind of glad I didn't do it yet because I don't know. I don't want to feel like I'm just pressed. Everybody like wants me to do one because I'm from church and all of that.
Right.
But I want it to feel right. I want to feel like I have my footing in terms of where the project is going to be, where the home for the project is going to be, if right. they're really going, you know, what they're going to put into it.
Nice.
You know, stuff like that.
Nice.
In terms of the promotional aspect of it. But I would love to. I mean, to be, and then again, I may change my mind and just say, hey, I want to just go in and record them.
That's the freedom of being an indie,
out,
right?
You know what I mean?
The freedom of being an indie.
I don't really know, but I'm kind of glad I haven't done it yet.
Nice, nice.
Isn't there a movie coming out about the Clark Sisters?
Yes, a biopic on Lifetime. It's going to be a Lifetime.
No, they already cast it.
It's already done.
Yeah, it's already cast.
They got Kiara, all singers.
They got Kiara, Christina Fisher from Zyel, and two other young ladies I'm not familiar with. But yeah,
really?
They are.
See, singers. They had posted already? Something with
go to Donna Lawrence
page.
Okay. Yeah, they sing it.
Yes, sir.
So we got to get ready to take a break. Coming up, we're going to go back to the Keep the Faith album. We have Faith Evans featuring P. Diddy All Night Long. And then we're going to go to the Faithfully album with the remix of Faith Evans featuring Missy Elliott and Freeway Burning Up. And then we're going to come back with our segment with more with Faith Evans. So keep it locked. And we're going to talk about you as a mom and how you kind of balance your career as a mom coming up in the next segment. So make sure that y'all keep it locked here on Atlanta's Hot R&B Station, Hot 92.3 on iHeartRadio. You tune in to Chris S. Presents here with the First Lady, Faith Evans. Keep it locked.
We'll be back.
I love the talk shows. I love the interaction.
You're in conversation with Chris Epps Presents. On Hot 92.3, your urban adult contemporary radio station.
I like this right here.
Happy
If it's not, then I wasn't with it. Bad boy, stay committed. Whether hip hop or R&B, featuring Faith Evans, co-starring me. P. Diddy, you know I got the key to your city. Unlock the door, rock some more. Beats be laced, bad boy, heat the place. We run R&B too, cause we keep the faith. Giving the streets a taste, blaze the charts.
I remember.
In case you forgot, first lady be making it hot. Ain't nobody taking the spot. Now it's faith instead of pain. Coming through with a better grain. In the dash, cell phone, better range. Get the cash, stack paper for the whole four quarters. Damn, some things never change. You feel me? Yeah, let's make it dance. Come on, let's go.
We can dance, DJ.
It's 11 o'clock, time for me to take my ass on down to the spot. It's the hottest night of the summer. I got that new Faith Missy banger coming up next. Burning up right here on Bad Boy Radio. It's getting hot in here. See y'all at the spot. Woo!
Yeah. Go.
As we proceed to give you what you need. It's getting hot in here. Oh, it's getting hot in here. Missy.
Daggers out. Must have been Missy coming up in the spot. How many times I'ma tell you to stop? If me and Faith on the track, artists don't wanna drop. Now, come on, move your feet. Now slide to the floor when you hear this beat. Now shake it like a pro, give me what you got. This is gonna blow when you play it in your body.
Sometimes you can be in love and having fun, but still not know what's going on.
That's just baby fat. Why you so upset? Cause you want some. You bought no Jimmy hat. No way, don't give me that. Yeah, I want your back. So can I have your back? Those size 12 feet explains what's in your slacks. I know this for a fact. I love the way you mat. Can you rescue me? Yo, Faith, where you at?
Bad boy, Rockefeller. This is the remix. Faith Free, just play.
Yes, it is. I'm on fire. You got me in this position, and my heart's not in the condition.
So baby, bring back the dream. Just come and rescue me.
If I let her with a Cartier, it'll cool it down. It's the rock, just gonna skip work or what? On time when you clock and I can hold you down. Still on fire, I'ma hold you down. Soak you up, go round for round, yeah. She just blazing, ain't that amazing? She claiming she don't know what's down. But she feeling the kid, don't care how we start. Just wanna float in a pound, end of the trip. We can dance, dance, dance. All night in the dark, you like that? Yeah. On the right track, yeah. How you want me to bite that? Ma, I'll be right back. When the joke stops, babe, just blazing free. Back where I'm rockin'.
Conversation with Chris Epps presents.
Can we talk?
On Hot 923.
And we're back here on Atlanta's Hot R&B station, Hot 923 on iHeartRadio with the First Lady, Miss Faith Evans. So we was having great conversation in the break. So one of the things that I asked before we went to break is you've been very vocal about how motherhood has always been the priority over your career. And you talked previously how sometimes you had to forego some things because that was your focal point in raising your kids. You have four kids. They look very well-rounded and respectable as well. How did you play the balance or find your balance in doing that and raising four kids as well as having such a thriving career?
I don't think I really had to. I already had China, you know, before I had a career, so I had to figure that out. You know, but she was the one that was there all the time, like at the studio, you know.
Right.
That was very early. I'm like, I don't want to just be leaving my baby, and, you know, I want to make sure she's with me all of this as much as possible until I saw that, okay, she doesn't need to go everywhere. But, I don't think I've ever, there was no second thought about, you know, oh, I have to do this or that. I've always been very much, this is what's going on in my actual life that I have to deal with every day. Even back when it came to being on a major label and having to be on a deadline, or, you know, I remember even finding out I was pregnant or something with CJ, and it's like,
right,
you know, you're supposed to put out your album or whatever, and I'm like, well, okay, it's going to have to work around it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not adjusting what's really going on in my day-to-day because of, right, you know, my career.
Nice.
Which, I mean, may sound like a stretch to some people, but thankfully, you know,
it's worked out for
you. It worked out for me, yeah.
Nice, nice. So you also talked about your youngest son, Ryder, who's 12, is on the autism spectrum, and mm-hmm. So you've been dealing with that. How much of a blessing, because I notice all the time that you always post that he's a gift, how much of a blessing is that, having a child that has on autism spectrum, but you find a balance in working with him? And like you just said, you just went through a whole bout of homeschooling him. Talk about more about that and the autism awareness.
That's something that I definitely want to even bring more awareness to, because of not only being a parent with a child on the spectrum, but what we just had to deal with. Like, we really had to get an attorney and take legal steps to get the school system to basically give him the services that not only he needs and deserves, but that they are getting funded for.
Four. Right.
And it's a lot of, I mean, you would never even know. The amount of money that they get per day for children with special needs, like, that goes to the, wherever it goes, for their education or whatever.
$6,000-$7,000
a day.
From, wow.
You know, I don't know if it differs from state to state, because I know in Georgia there's not even a lot of resources, from what I understand, because mm-hmm. our son's behavior therapist travels with us when we take him.
Okay.
And so when we get to different places and there may be a parent with a kid on the spectrum, they start talking to her and they're like, oh, they don't have that. She was saying that how Georgia is completely different.
Yeah. Wow.
With how the funding is done. But nonetheless, I want to do something a TV special, maybe like a, you know, I kind of want to say expose piece as well, you know, because nice. there's some pitfalls in it that you just wouldn't expect. You think they're going to do what's right for the kid, and, you know, most parents sign what they call an IEP, which you have to do every year for your child, like, you know, to agree with the services and stuff and the plan for him. And you sign it thinking that that's what you're supposed to do, until I started taking his therapist with me. They're like, you don't have to sign that. Like, you can go home, and, you know, but they be on you, like, signing. And you think you're supposed to, or you think
right,
that's the
I
thing to
saying,
do.
Right.
But, you know, until I stopped signing it,
right.
that's when I realized, like, what the problem was. Because it's like, I ain't signing it. Now y'all going to take away some of his services. What does that have? I don't, you know.
Gotcha.
If I'm not in agreement with these things, then I don't have to
sign it.
Period. But those are things that, you know, that just kind of was opened up the can of worms that we found after I chose not to sign the IEP.
Nice.
And therefore, they put our son out of school. You know, we didn't want to just throw him in any school, because if he could be in a public school, he wouldn't have been in a non-public school in the first place. So
gotcha.
We kind of just chose to deal with it, you know, to pay out of pocket for his homeschooling and all the other therapies, until we fought them to the point where they would put him in a proper placement.
Let me ask you, when did you realize that he was on the spectrum? Like, was it early on? Was it 3 or 4 years old? I know that I had some friends in New York that they didn't realize it until he was like 4 years old. And they caught it just in time. Some law in New York State that if it's not diagnosed at a certain age, they can't guarantee you the resources you guys are speaking of.
Wow. Well, I had concerns very early on, because all of my kids were talking, you know, well before they were two, you know, mm-hmm. definitely had language. And his pediatrician just kind of told me to be patient, because every kid is different. You know, don't be too concerned by that. Because it's not like he was showing any other signs of, like, not being average mm-hmm. on a development scale. But it was more so with the language. Mm-hmm. And then by the time he was, I would say 3 and a half, the doctor gave me the diagnosis in order for me to start doing the other services and stuff like that. But it's not like he went to a bunch of, he didn't have a bunch of evaluations mm-hmm. or nothing like that. I mean, I didn't want to do that to him either. I'm like, something's wrong. He's not speaking. You know,
right.
Now it's, come on. He had probably a couple of words at that age, but it was like, it wasn't on the level of an average 3 and a half mm-hmm. year old, you know. So that was pretty much how I realized something was wrong. And even still today, that's the main writer's main objective with, you know, his why am I forgetting my words? I'm really, really good. You know, I have a lot of good words in me.
I know you do.
Writers, that's really his biggest challenge,
okay.
is language, which, of course, brings out behaviors when you're growing and you're frustrated and you can't
express
and people don't understand. But he is verbal, thank God. Because they say if they're not verbal by the time they're five, typically they're not going to have language.
Wow.
So he is verbal, but it's just very limited. And in order to, you know, he can't just carry a conversation. It has to be kind of prompted. You
mm-hmm.
know, if you ask him things, he may answer you. But it's definitely very limited. You know?
And kudos to you for just making sure that your kids and your son is good. Like, it's even all the more why I have all the more respect for you. Because when you take the stage as Faith Evans, there's... You slaughtered the stage, but to know that you have that much input and you value and put that much time and investment into your children's life with the career that you have, kudos to you for doing that.
You
make it look great.
That's my job. But you know, I gotta say, you know, this recent issue that we dealt with. I mean, I'm so thankful to God that I have the husband that I have, because it's not like when we got married, we knew that was going to happen. A few months. It's like 2 months after we got married, we had to start dealing with this situation with the school thing. And he already, you know, had a great rapport with Ryder and a great love for Ryder. But, you know, that it's very testing, you know, it's a it's a lot. And when we chose to keep him at home, you know, he gets writers sometimes when he's frustrated, gets physical. So we both, you know, we got bites and got Mike is socked, you know.
Oh,
he's,
wow.
He's a big, strong boy. Sometimes he'd be mad. He like, bam, like, you don't understand. Wow. But in that.
It's frustration. He can't really get it out.
Yeah. But, you know, it takes, we're all he has, you know.
We right.
Got to have. He needs somebody to champion for him in order
nice.
For him to be successful.
That.
So,
nice. I'm kudos very, to very both of y'all that. For doing sure. That. Kudos to you as well, Stevie. So, a perfect transition. Speaking of both, and Stevie, you want to come on up to the mic? You know, you can talk too. But you guys are working on a duets project that's you're working on. So, tell us a little bit more about right. That, and when can we expect to hear more music from the Jordans?
Is that a your question?
Go ahead.
I mean, you know, we've been doing music together for over 2 decades, but now,
right,
with us being married, we wanted to introduce a different type of dynamic and just sing some love songs. And,
right.
You know, it's pretty much all just love songs, I'd say.
Yeah, right. But not in a ballad sense, you know.
Right. Gotcha.
But I think after we kind of just did a minute and just said, oh, we're going to put it out.
Uh-huh.
And people liked it. I mean, we knew it was a good song, but, you know, we didn't necessarily have a plan or anything. But people, it did fairly
yeah.
Well, considering a minute, we just kind of yeah. Just put it out there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people.
Because y'all like almost like 2 million hits and stuff. Like
we're at 5 million.
For 5 million? Wow. Mm-hmm. I knew Stevie sing because
well, see, some people don't.
Listen, I'm a credits person, right? So let me go back. I remember Kelly Price's first album, Soul of a Woman. Stevie did the production on that, and then like that one scene, I Need a Healing for My Soul. That's actually you talking, and I was like, okay, this brother got some dope skills and skills. So I knew about Stevie and all of that, and then I also know that he loves the hell out of you, Faith Evans, because when I just recently saw your clip on VH1 that you did, that you said you knew the day he quoted date, it was November 20th,
yeah,
1995. There you go.
Yeah,
he knew the day yeah. That he met you.
Yeah,
so
it was a special day because when I met her, you know, I was having a child and I hadn't talked to the mother. And the day I met her, she was just like, no, you can't do that. That's foul. You don't involve the baby. You don't got nothing to do with that. Call
wow.
That girl. Called her, and then she had the baby the next day. So that's why I remember the day.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Bless
so
her.
She always been, you know, a great, solid advice.
Voice of reason.
Voice of reason.
That nice. Nice, nice. And I'm so happy for y'all. I love y'all love. And I like the fact that y'all rock out with each other and y'all ride or die. Like I told
That's
Faith.
That's real partnership.
Yeah. I told Faith on the break. I said, one of the things that we have in common,
yeah.
That we are cool as cucumbers, but don't try us.
Right.
Because
right.
It comes out, you know.
You ain't lying.
And so I just always.
You wouldn't know.
But I just look forward. So tell us about the. So what can we. You talked about you're going to have love songs. So are you doing a full project? Going to be an EP? Or you just going to drop singles? How
oh,
are you
yeah,
going
to get back to that? We, after, like I said, after a minute, we once we got married, actually, we just kind of started recording. I mean, you know, he has so much music.
Right.
And, you know, we just started writing to stuff. And he lets me vocal produce him. So, you know.
Nice, nice.
I don't have a choice.
And you have a bit of a range, sir. You have it. Stevie has a range on
oh,
him.
He's more soprano than the soprano section. Okay.
Nice,
he's
nice.
He's got the best in the studio, so I really love working with him. You know?
Nice.
I really never wanted to do it, so we got a whole project now. So.
And are you guys both doing all the writing and producing as well? Because I know, Faith, you are quite a writer. So are you both doing all the writing, or are you pulling people in to
pulling
help?
People
yeah,
in as well.
China, you know, writers that I work with already.
Nice, nice. And Jayla still is writing on the project too.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jayla. I love Jayla. And I from way back making it a band when Jayla that American boy when she did that drive.
That's what made me start watching the show.
Really?
And then I met her at a friend of mine met her in LA at a club and was like, my friend Faith Evans loves you, and he called, and then we've been friends ever since. And I started letting her sing background with me and all that.
Nice, mm-hmm. Nice. Kudos. Shout out to Jayla Sims. So. I just appreciate you for coming and taking time out of your busy schedule. So you're also here in Atlanta because this weekend you are being honored by Sisters United ATL. You're their 2019 honoree, but you was most recently honored by the Soul Train Awards, the Lady of Soul 2018
yes.
Award, where you, and I think we're going to play that performance next because, listen, Listen, I have, okay, so let me say this. It's often as you hear people's careers go on, there are key changes. And the keys tend to drop. Yeah. And you do a lot of your songs, not all of them, is still in the original key, and you are singing like, I was like, okay, Faith is like in a whole nother gear. So how do you feel like your approach is different now when you sing the songs like Soon As I Get Home and You Used to Love Me versus when they first came out fresh? Like, what do you feel is the difference, like the seasoning? What do you feel is different in your approach or how you approach the songs?
Well, my voice has definitely changed in the sense of, you know, just over time it's stronger. I have more depth. Right. As opposed to, like you're saying, they're in the same key, but I do more, you know what I mean? Right. And I'm just a lot more comfortable performing. Over the years, I've gotten a lot more comfortable just being on stage and performing. I was always very shy. You know, growing up in church, I was the girl that sang like this. Even early in the booth, my friend Rufus always be like, I used to peek in the I'll Be Sure sessions, and this girl was just in there like this, standing in front of Mike, singing her ass off. And I'll just be in there stiff.
Right.
But, I mean, over time, I've just gotten a lot more comfortable. And the fact that I have records that people know, that makes a hell of a difference. When people, you know, you got songs that people singing with you, you know, that kind of just gives me a nice extra, you know what I mean? It makes you kind of do something else too. That does something to me. So
nice.
I think now every time I might, you know, even sing the songs different every time, but make sure I keep the key ad libs that the fans know from the record and, you know, stuff like that.
All right. So I'm going to take off my Chris S. Presents hat and I'm going to put on my faithful hat. So I'm going to represent all the faithfuls out there. And I got to ask this question. When are we going to get a full Faith Evans tour?
Oh,
no,
tour.
A tour. Like, you just need to come up, post up, get a theater, post up, and go through your catalog.
I would love to do that. Actually, in addition to what we spoke about with what we were dealing with Ryder, but, you know, I chose to kind of chill for a minute and stop doing so many one-offs, unless it's a city that I'm like, oh, I got a lot of fans there, and they don't get to see me a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, well, thank you, God. I'm able to say, okay, I don't have to do every show. Not so much because I'm like falling out of control or nothing like that.
But you're good. You've been smart.
I've been smart, and I do have a couple of different revenue streams. Being a writer,
EP,
keeping up with the, you know, right. So I'm able to kind of not chase it like that. But there's some. Can I just say this real quick?
Go ahead.
I know we gotta go. But I had a show recently in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not get to perform in the South a lot. And I know I got fans, you know?
Right.
And we got on the flight.
Yeah.
We had a layover in San Francisco. And all the flights were like 4 hours delayed out of San Francisco. So we didn't make the... Like,
for sure.
All my team was there, the crew, the singers, and we didn't make it. And I know... I mean, I said something about it on Instagram. But if I have any faithfuls that are listening that were there, please... know that I am trying to figure out something with the promoters to come back. I did send them their deposit back. But, you know, I felt really bad because that's all I kept saying. Hey, my fans going to be so hurt because that's never happened to me.
Yeah.
So.
And you are a woman of character. And I always say this and I tell people this privately and I'll say this publicly. One of the moments when I knew outside of your artistry, to choose a person of character is when your late husband and Notorious B.I.G. passed, and you were the next of kin, and technically everything, you had a right to everything, but you made sure that his mother and his daughter was taken care of, and that speaks a lot. And having recently gone through a situation like that with a family, that people at funerals and weddings tell the true character of a person. And for you to have made sure that his mother... and his daughter, as well as his son that y'all share together, CJ, was taken care of. That spoke a lot about your character. And so for that, I commend you, and I say publicly kudos to you for being a woman of character for doing that.
Thank you. But actually, it was myself and CJ and Tiana that were his beneficiaries.
Gotcha.
So what I did was split what I got as a beneficiary with his mom. Because I know he would never have left.
Right.
Deserve, you know, not making sure she was good. That was his main thing he wanted to be able to do first was get his mom a house.
Right.
You know, when he started making money. But I mean, I just felt like that was the right thing to do. And I would hope that you know, it would be handled in a similar way. If that situation was ever, you know, if that was my situation, if it right. was me, I would want somebody to deal with it the same way, you know.
Right, right. So thank you so much, Faith Evans. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been an exclusive interview with the first lady of R&B, hip-hop, soul, Faith Evans. So y'all make sure y'all give it up for her and check her out. And as well, thank you, Stevie J, for coming in and being a part as well. And
Detroit, yeah.
Detroit?
We got a, I only got a few because, you know, I don't do a bunch of shows.
And in July 5th.